While school funding is at the center of public debate right now, educators are also wrestling with another problem, how to measure student success. For much of the past two decades, standardized tests have determined which students and which schools are considered successful. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, new mandates are forcing officials to look beyond test scores and diplomas.
Under the controversial former education law called No Child Left Behind, the measuring stick was the standardized test. But at Wisdom Middle High School in the northern Maine community of St. Agat, students like senior Ben Michaud have become more focused on real-world career training than on test scores.
My internship, I go to Public Works in Frenchville. I was just there, and we were just washing the trucks, getting them ready for maintenance and all that.
Michaud says he wants to operate heavy machinery after high school. So most school days, he's at the local public works department getting experience and certification.
They'll show me every control in that truck, what it does, how much fuel, how much sand it holds, and everything like that. So it's pretty cool to see, like, that's what I want to go for. So I want to, like, put my foot in the door.
Senior Sierra Thibodeau, meanwhile, is already working two jobs, plus a three-day-a-week internship and two early college courses. As she chats with a schoolmate, Thibodeau says planning for her future has left little time for extracurriculars.
I just have, like, prom committee, and that's it.
Where you still work really hard, which is...
Yeah, like, I have two jobs outside of school, so... Yeah.
You have an excuse not to join clubs.
Under federal guidelines, these out-of-school experiences aren't heavily weighted as contributors to student success. But Fern Desjardins, the superintendent of SAD 33 in St. Agat, says it's wrong to ignore them.
As much as, you know, the federal government, the state wants us to be looking at standardized test scores, to me, the high school transcript, how students do in school, is the single most important indicator of their readiness for the future.
And now schools have an opportunity to move in that direction. 2 years ago, Congress voted to replace No Child Left Behind with a new education law called the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. The new law gives states more leeway in how they assess school performance, and it's a subject that education officials in Maine are debating right now. One new assessment tool on the table would measure how many students are considered college and career ready. Test scores would still be important, as would factors like graduation rates. But now, those other out-of-school factors would matter too. It would work like this. Say you're a student with a 2.0 GPA. That C average alone wouldn't make you stand out in eyes of an employer or a college admissions counselor. But the new system would also take into account other achievements, such as community service, internships, or training at a technical center.
Those, what we call soft skills, are just as important as one's intellectual ability.
That's Bangor School Department Superintendent Betsy Webb.
You want someone who is going to give you all that they have, and sometimes they might even outperform someone who has a natural ability.
Webb and other educators are supporting the standard for another reason, too. It may help Maine schools transition to the state's new proficiency-based diploma law. The law will require current 8th graders to show proficiency in up to 8 content areas in order to graduate. Eventually, that will include subjects like Algebra 2 and foreign language. But that new higher bar has some educators worried that as many as 30% of their students may not graduate.
We also worry about setting a situation up where those that can't demonstrate proficiency will be hindered by not earning a diploma. And there are many careers that require that proficiency, but there are also many careers that do not.
That, hopefully, is where the new college and career-ready indicator fits in. While a student may not receive a diploma, some schools are creating a certificate of completion. It's designed to recognize students who may not be considered proficient under the law, but who still pass all their classes. Fern Desjardins in St. Agat hopes that with a certificate like this, or a transcript featuring a college and career-ready certification, students could still be recognized and accepted by colleges and local businesses.
I think this is an alternative where kids can show success. I may not be proficient in the arts, but I'm proficient in other ways, and I am college and career ready.
Maine's Department of Education declined to comment on the new proposal. But according to documents from the state's most recent meeting on the new federal law, the idea is being seriously considered as an indicator for high school students in Maine and in many other states. If approved, educators say they see the new standard as a way to help students and teachers transition into a new educational landscape. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.